The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green, and I am glad to be back. It's a Wednesday. That means we are, for the moment, combining today's shows. Now, when I say for the moment, I don't know what Mr. Newry wants to talk about today. I hope he wants to talk about what I want to talk about. There's lots to talk about. I hear people talking about the U.S. presidential debate last night. I wonder, Mr. Newry, did you watch the debate last night?
I watched parts of the debate. I usually watch my media through social media. I saw a lot of Bahamians making commentary. Bahamians are really into American politics. They understand the procedures and the narratives of the candidates, which is completely strange because we don't do that with our own politics. They don't understand why things happen here. They don't know. They don't have a narrative for our politicians, any of the politicians. They just don't know. They keep on asking who. So something about the United States.
Right, like I was surprised at how many people knew Waltz's, the vice presidential candidate for the Democrats, who knew his profile, right?
Yeah.
His resume. But how many people know that Ron Pinder, ambassador at large? Mm-hmm. Is he ambassador at large?
Ambassador at large, last associated with the
Independent Secretariat. Is now sitting, I think, on the nuclear weapons and was it anti-proliferation? Anyway, he said that's the committee he's sitting on now, right?
He represents the Bahamas on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not with a pen, but anyway.
Yeah, he travels.
Yeah. So, you know, I was stunned by today's headline and I wondered how many people are as focused on local politics as they are on American and global North politics?
And before you go there, I think it's hubris. Ego of the Bahamian. We claim the United States because of our ego, our proximity. Not that we understand it. No. It's the idea that since we are Bahamians, we poise ourselves to say that we need to know more about everyone, about the United States and its mechanisms. Mm-hmm. Machination more than any other Caribbean nation, so we can give commentary.
I think it's more about a shame about our own politics, which we are complicit in, right? Just by the nature of politics. I think it's a shame and an attempt to separate ourselves from what's happening in our own country and our own politics.
Back to the hubris again, the ego. Yeah. The idea is that we beyond the local politics, that we have to be on the same level of the United States, right?
Yeah.
And so this is why they we are so vocal with it. When, I'm not one of you all. I'm not regular like you all. I understand. I can appreciate. I am up to date with American politics. Therefore, I am above you.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a little housekeeping before we delve further into this campaign finance law discussion.
Nobody wants that. Why we can discuss it? Use minority.
You work for Fred Mitchell?
I work for the Prime Minister. See, I can make up anything as we go. That's my Prime Minister.
Technically you work as a part of his workforce?
No.
Or you just working for him, like how political party members...
I wish they get able to call in and any minute now they can call in and say, oh, I'm not sure what y'all been talking about, but I won't talk, you know, completely change it. But when I say I work for the Prime Minister, he represents us.
And so he works for us then?
No.
If he worked for us,
I was going to say he's going to have campaign finance reform. We're not having that. I work for him. Right? He's the boss.
Let me get through this housekeeping before I start rowing.
And he tells us what we want. And if I find out that we don't want campaign finance reform.
Let me tell you something. If I could find one person on this good green earth that disagrees with you about he's the boss and we just do whatever he want.
Yeah.
If I could find one good person.
Yeah. Who willing to stand in the hot sun, who willing to put their shoulder to the wheel, who willing to put their money to their mouth.
No. In the office of the spouse. Just one person. Anyway, let me get to the housekeeping
Go
first.
Go to the housekeeping first.
Good morning, Bahamas.
That's me?
That's the royal we.
Okay.
And now we're going to speak for a moment about the royal family.
Okay, go ahead.
Not my cousin Charles, but his...
King Charles.
Disagreeable.
Some respect on his
name. That's why I put cousin in the front of Charles.
Yeah, so you don't have to call him king? He's the leader of my faith.
I don't think you understand how faith works.
No?
Yeah, you can't. Nobody could be like the lead. Faith is what you have.
He's the leader of the Anglican Church.
That's separate from your faith.
What my faith is?
You have to tell me.
The Anglican Church. I just tell you. You're confusing me. Go ahead.
The Hanhasty Tynes Family Association extends an invitation to family members.
You all done had your reunion.
To the September monthly association meeting and thank you social. We're having a thank you social.
What about people who didn't attend the
reunion itself?
Can they still show up?
Listen, if you heard me talk about the reunion on this show and you called somebody and said, hey, Hannah, you here with this crazy girl Green talking about reunion and you ain't mentioned, you gotta go to the reunion. If that was your role, then you could come.
So it's a post-reunion celebration then?
Yeah, it's a thank you social to say thank you for all of the people.
So it's a big party?
Yeah.
So if you miss it, if you miss the reunion, this is the time now to come out to take pictures and socialize with the family. So, I forgot, but I couldn't make it, but I can make it now.
Yeah, and you've had enough time for a great, listen, I was on my way to the reunion and a duck ran across the road. Mm-hmm. I had to protect the duck. So I had to stop my car. And when I got to go protect the duck, I twist my ankle.
Mm-hmm. So I couldn't attend.
I had to go to PMH. Mm-hmm. I had to let the duck press the brakes because it was the wrong angle.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, give me a good excuse.
Yeah.
Come right in.
But just sure.
So Friday the 20th of September. Normally we have our meetings on a Thursday.
Is that next week?
It's next week Friday.
Next week Friday.
The 20th of September, 7 p.m., St. John's Auditorium.
Is there a fee? Because you're in your Hasty Hannah times, like charge people. What's the fee?
Man, Mr. Newry, there's no money being charged to attend the monthly meeting and thank you social.
What?
But if you is make something, like how Aunt Sylvia Roll made the conch and dumpling,
that's when we make the soup.
Yeah.
Why you call it conch and dumpling soup?
No, you had the pea soup in Doughboy.
Mm-hmm.
At an earlier event, she made stew conch and dumplings at the walkathon.
Okay.
Stew conch and dumpling. So like if you was a cook like Aunt Sylvia Roll and mm-hmm. you make something special, bring it.
Okay.
But we will have some hors d'oeuvres, we'll have drinks, we'll have cake and pastry. We're trying to get an Iris Time to make that famous cake she's made.
Yeah. But when you say drinks, libations or you're talking about soft drinks? I don't know if my wife should come. That's why I asked for libations.
What I need to have for her to come?
Libations.
It'll be there.
Okay.
We'll have some libations.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's Friday the 20th of September, HHT Family Monthly Meeting and Thank You Social for everybody that supported the reunion, whether you attend, whether you shared information, whether you called people, whether you nag your grandchildren and say, you better go because you got to take my greetings to cousin so-and-so. Mm. All of y'all come.
Okay. Absolutely. Post-reunion party.
Post-reunion thank you social. Mm-hmm. All right. A couple more housekeeping.
Did I tell you I got my DNA results?
No.
I got my DNA results.
You guilty or not guilty?
I am innocent.
Or different type of...
I am innocent.
Good stuff.
I found out that I'm less Irish than I thought. Because, you know, you can see the leprechaun in me because I done grow. Mm-hmm. But I'm less Irish than I thought.
What do you mean by that?
I am 96% African, which is a rarity. Apparently, it caused all kind of controversy that I am so black. I mean, I know I'm black, mm-hmm. right? But that being a person from the West Indies, we mm-hmm. tend to be mixed, right? People average 92, 93%, 88%. But my numbers in terms of blackness, in terms of Africanness, mm-hmm. I should say, is 96% African.
I mean, you know it's 100% African, right?
No, anyway.
No, I'm telling you it's 100% African.
Yeah, hey, we can talk about that. 96%.
Because the 4% Irish... that you hold.
There's 3% Irish that I hold.
The 3% Irish that you hold
yeah.
is African. But African pygmy.
You're just trying to stop me from being Anglo. I see where you're going to know. I am 3% Irish. That means I have white in me. I am Conky Joe.
Remember what Jackson Burnside said? Be who you is and not who you ain't.
Conky Joe. That's my Long Island lineage. You're trying to take away from me.
There's African and Conky Joe as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, Mr. Nuri, that you are 99% African.
Nonetheless.
I'm afraid we have to celebrate that, my African.
And I want to thank UB, of the University of the Bahamas, Mr. Michael Pateman. What the doctor's name? Kerry? I forget. That's my good cousin. Let me look for her name because that'd be Sheem.
She's Irish?
No, she's Scottish. Long Island Red. And I don't know why I forget her name. But I want to thank her. She led the charge in terms of organizing the thing at the University of the Bahamas, which was free mm-hmm. for us to take our DNA. And now I'm popping up now on everyone's family tree
profile.
DNA profile as third, fourth, fifth cousins. So I need to encourage more people to
have
take
you,
that test.
Did you read the small print?
Where the small print is?
What do you mean, where the small print is, Mr. Nuri? You didn't read the small print?
I can't. Right by my near side, I don't know.
Do you know who owns the DNA material that you contributed for testing?
I find that the powers that be in this world who would say, oh, please donate blood, and they send it this way, they own it. So if you ever donated blood before, don't worry, your DNA...
We could talk about that and whether there is sufficient...
So I don't worry about those.
Whether there's sufficient legislation in country surrounding blood donations in any biological matter that is submitted for any form of testing, right? And who owns said matter and what can be done with said matter.
Hmm. I wouldn't know why I forgot my cousin's name.
Texas says, Nuri, you are absolutely hilarious, leprechaun. Dear Texter, could you imagine that the story of the leprechaun, where they demonize this little small pygmy dwarf-like character, is actually the demonization of pygmy Africans that once inhabited Ireland? Indeed, indeed. Some more housekeeping before we get to the news. St. Barnabas Anglican Church, Father Roderick and Mrs. Yvette Bain are hosting Fun Run Walk, Run, Fun, and Family Health Fair this Saturday, September 14th, 2024 at 6 a.m. Family Health Fair and Stakeout immediately to follow the walkathon at St. Barnabas Church grounds. For more information, call 323-5995. Mr. Nuri, I also have another Fun Run Walk. I think we got some more time for that one, but I think it's important to encourage people to maintain physical activity as a regular part of their day. That next event is the Family Life Kingdom Center annual Fun Run Walk set for Saturday, the 21st of September. That's 3 weekends of activity. St. Barnabas this weekend, Family Life Kingdom Center next weekend with their Fun Run Walks. And Chicchani Challenge, OCR, Obstacle Course Run, City Run on the 28th. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Newry, this morning on the way to work, heading south, I hit that first light at Lewis Street, at the bottom of St. Agnes. And I was surprised to, like, the traffic. I went straight through the light. There's a whole line of traffic on the left-hand side that I was able to drive straight past. There's a bus at the front of the line. And the bus in front of me just ran the red light. I mean, I guess he was looking at the light on the other side of the road, determined that the intersection was empty, and he took off like 3 seconds early. But that's not what I noticed. What I noticed is in this long line of traffic next to me, I turn and look at the bus driver to see if he reacted to his colleague running the light. And lo and behold, there was nobody in the bus.
What?
There was nobody in the bus. There was no driver sitting behind the wheel. The people just do the most amazing things on the road in New Providence. Most amazing things. Please don't let driving with headsets in your ears be a part of it. Please remember that it's against the law to drive while using your cell phone, while holding it in your hand. Please remember that driving without due care and attention is an offense on the books. All right, let's go to today's headlines. Campaign finance law not a priority. Nassau Guardian. PM says he's focused on issues that impact people. Campaign finance reform don't impact people, sir? Mm-hmm. Tribune headline, campaign finance law.
You no- just go by quickly.
But go ahead. No, I'm going back to the story.
Sure we go back to the story?
I want to juxtapose the two headlines. Tribune headline, campaign finance law not a priority. Subheadline, PM, party will not disclose donations unless donors agree. And so, you know, juxtaposed to the U.S. election, Mr. Newry, I'm wondering, what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're not going to disclose donations unless donors agree? What about the citizens? What about the electorate?
The electorate do not care.
We do care. Let's go to the phone line. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see if the person on the phone cares. Good morning, caller.
What are you, Aaron?
How are you, sir?
Well, y'all really know how to get into it early, boy.
I mean, the headlines speak for themselves. How could you open your mouth and say, we're not going to share what the donors gave us to support our political campaigns to govern you unless those donors tell us we could tell you how much money we've been paid to impact, affect?
Yes, yes. Let's get down to the bottom line.
Yes, sir.
What the Prime Minister is actually telling us is that the donors are the persons who make all decisions and actually benefit. Okay? Not the people they vote for. Okay? Not the people who vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
No. Every 5 years, we still pledge allegiance to the king or the queen. They don't pledge allegiance to the persons who vote for them. And that's just the bottom line. You know, Prime Minister Davis could say all he wants to say, but just like in the U.S., they have very strict laws because they know persons, you know, I mean, you have guys who make money in America as lobbyists. All they do is they move money to the different candidates. That's all they do. And, you know, we, you know, see, I believe the Prime Minister believes we're dumb, you see.
No, don't talk about my Prime Minister.
No.
It's better to be seen as a fool than a crook. Yes, sir.
I just tell you this. If we are responsible, we give the responsibility to somebody else. And as long as the MPs who we elect are of the opinion that they know what is best for us and still do things that is not in our best interest. It is we who are the fools.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Let's read from the Tribune article first, Mr. Newry.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we are reading from Campaign Finance Law, Not a Priority. PM, party...
Not a priority at all, Aaron.
PM, party will not disclose donations unless donors agree. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said campaign finance legislation, a promise outlined in the PLP's pre-election manifesto, is not a priority for his administration, and he will not disclose the party's campaign donors unless donors agree to it. Quote, y'all ready for this? Quote, I don't know where this issue of campaign finance came up, close quotes, he said at a press conference yesterday. Quote, but for me, I will not disclose the donors to our campaign unless the donors will be willing to allow me to, close quotes. Dear sir, I can be honest with you right now, just as a matter of personal opinion. This statement is not affiliated with the Guardian media, nothing. You should start with Dr. Adrian Fox and the Fox Foundation. Show us how serious you are about the, what do you call it, Mr. Nuri, the hat of politics, mm-hmm. honesty, accountability, and transparency. Show us how serious you are about putting on the hat of leadership and compel Mr. Fox to agree.
I'm thinking you are trying to guilt my prime minister to subjugate your wishes. My good prime minister didn't say the Bahamian people aren't interested. And if he did his census and survey the entire Bahamas and conclude that the Bahamian people aren't interested, I'm telling you now, they are not interested in no finance reform. It's clear. This is why they're able to not declare at all. We, the Bahamian people, aren't interested in no finance reform.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Are you interested in campaign finance reform?
I am more than interesting. And good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Chapsinuri.
You're a minority. You're a minority, and minorities don't count. This is a majority rule.
Aaron.
This is a majority rule country.
Do yourself a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing for myself, too. Can we have a day that you and Mr. Nuri, like Awareness Day, can, you may have to do it like over a period of a few shows. But how persons who are interested text in or call in and just say, yes, I'm interested in it, and let's see what type of count we come up with, and then we'll be able to say if I'm in the minority.
Well, let's start the poll right now.
Count me as number three, because I know Mr. Nuri is in with it. I know Mr. Nuri on my side.
Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It is toll-free, and the text line is always 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Are you for or against campaign finance reform? Thank you, caller. We need to start that right now for the rest of the show. Thank you very much. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Good morning, caller. I'm good, thank you, sir. For or against campaign finance reform?
I for that.
Yes, sir.
Pauper, you're the minority.
I for that, man. I believe. Since you call his name Dr. Fox, right?
Mm-hmm. Now listen, Dr. Fox is an imaginary person. Dr. Fox only exists in one place, and that's the campus that designated him. An honorary doctorate degree. So that person only exists on that campus.
Leave the
That's
good
like
doctor
a hypothetical.
Alone. Leave the good doctor alone.
Yeah. It's more like what they call it? I forget the word but they use, but yeah, Shenandoah get one.
And honorary.
Get one.
Yeah, it's an honorary doctorate degree.
Yeah,
it's only to be used when the individual is on the campus of the institute.
Okay, only on the campus.
Right.
The campus.
Leave the good doctor alone.
That's why I say this is a hypothetical, because that person don't exist in the Bahamas.
Yeah, so only on the campus. So listen, I believe Mr. Fox, people like them, but I can't speak for the man. I don't see why it'll be a problem. This politics, this ain't an ordinary donation from the foundation or something like that. We don't know, like, you know, what they donate. You know, if they have a problem doing. But I think us, the voters of the, or supporters of the Progressive Liberal Party or the National Movement, must demand from our leaders that they tell us this, you know? Because all kind of foolishness could be going on. It could be laundering money they're using. It could be drug money.
We just don't know.
I think they have a duty. I mean, and I wouldn't want to say that out of my mouth if I was the prime minister. I'd say that's something I need to get to. And sorry to know we ain't get to it yet. And we soon get to it.
My prime minister doesn't speak,
Papa. The Liberal Party and the Free National Movement supporters must demand.
Yes, sir.
That these leaders then tell us where they get these funds from. Because when they went, we want to know why these special projects and special contracts and stuff are given to them. Ms. Green, what I think we need also is a national debate between the two leaders of the would you say the major political parties, the Free National Movement and the PLP?
No, we need a debate between all candidates vying against each other. There is no... Listen.
Two leaders, them for where most of the human people is vote for, the PLP and the FNM, I think they have a duty to do a national debate, and the supporters need to request it and demand it and let them know, look, here, I ain't supporting you and I ain't voting for your party if you don't have a national debate. Because when these reporters asking them these questions... I mean, the reporters can't make them answer, and the talk show host or the host of the debate wouldn't be able to make them. But us, the human people, the voters, we'll be able to see that these guys, them joking, man. We need to demand a national debate, and yes, I voting for a...
Campaign finance reform.
And the freedom of
information.
Information Act also.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't say leader debate because you are following their bastardization of the Westminster system. The leader is not the leader until the leader is the prime minister is not the prime minister until the prime minister is designated the prime minister. Until then, they all equals among equals. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You for against campaign finance reform? Okay, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Morning, how you doing?
The radio man. Definitely for the campaign finance reform.
Jeff, I thought more better than you.
Oh, no. I'm all for it.
But Jeff, you're a minority.
Because it is about time that we know who these donors are to these parties, why they're getting the special preferential treatment, how much it was they did donate. All of these things are important. We have, in order for this country to move forward, we have to start now with the true transparency. There can be no secrets. This thing must be known. And for the leader of the opposition, you know, I'm happy to see that he spurred this conversation the prime minister spurred this conversation with giving the leader of the opposition the name the water boy. I am happy to see that this is now coming to the forefront. And for Fred Mitchell to say that he believes that the Bahamian people do not have an appetite for campaign finance reform?
We don't.
Let me tell you something. He's sadly mistaken.
When you're
we
sick
have
and,
an appetite.
When you're sick and depressed, the first thing you lose is your appetite, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much for
my
your
point.
Mind Yuri.
And the chairman and the prime minister's point is, y'all ain't gonna do nothing about it. If y'all really had an appetite for it, it was going to be pushed and enforced.
Let me go to the caller.
We are not even going to entertain it. This is idle conversation. And the Bahamian people are not interested in any...
Good morning, caller.
Before the caller, 1 minute from me. We've been asking to have these politicians declare going on 4 years now. They ain't registered yet?
You ain't been asking. I've been asking. You've been telling me it don't matter.
It doesn't matter because...
It don't matter to you.
We'll ignore you till the next 10 years. It's continue to ignore you. You're a minority.
Ah, boy.
Go to the caller now.
Good morning, caller.
Morning. Good morning, Aaron.
You for or against campaign finance reform?
Well, I'm both, but let me tell you.
You against it?
I'm for and against. Let me tell you why. I'm losing my appetite after 50 years that this is an important issue, and I think we should have it, but I'm losing my appetite because for 50 years, two people and their movements have not given it to us.
Pause right there.
What two people?
A distraction.
What two
it's
people?
A distraction from a real issue. But what
are the two people?
Who are the two people?
Huh?
Who are the two people? People?
I said two people's movements.
No, you said two people and their movements.
Oh, sorry.
But who's the two people? Who's the two people?
Might have been a Freudian slip.
A gone, Graham. Let's go to the next caller quickly.
I wonder what happened 50 years ago.
I want to know who the two people are.
No. What happened 50 years ago that people upset so much?
Independence.
We shouldn't become independent.
Let's go to the next caller, producer. Okay, they're going to go to the text line.
I'm glad they mentioned majority rule.
Okay.
That would have vexed them.
Good morning, Lady Green and Brother Nuri. Here we go. The Bahamas is the 54th state of the USA, and hence we focus on them. We build our economy on their advice and supplies, plus excellent friendly relations. The Bahamas stands strong because of the U.S. and Britain, from the mayor of Grand Bahama.
How much state? 54, how much? Fourth state.
Good morning, Aaron Tobley. Agree with CA.
Four extra ones.
From this issue came up in recent weeks, the conversation I've been having, a lot of the electorate doesn't care about these donors. Yeah, but the conversation's been going on for years. See, it's people, dear texter, let me rephrase that. Sometimes people subvert a conversation, right? Because they think that their location in the conversation is primary. We've been talking about this for decades, but people come in and inadvertently or unintentionally support the political culture by suggesting ain't nobody talking about it because you've only become interested in it. Right? It's the individualistic and selfish nature of ourselves.
How many PLPs you know is going to push the issue to have the Prime Minister declare? How many FNMs?
Hold on. One PLP I know will push the issue.
Who is it?
Popper. That's it.
I don't know if he even have the Prime Minister phone number.
I'm ashamed.
To call and text him.
I am ashamed of the PLP voices that I see not saying anything. But okay, let's go to the phone line quickly.
And
I got a ton of texts. Good morning, caller. You for against campaign reform, campaign finance reform. Caller. Sorry, we lost you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You for or against campaign finance reform?
Please for. Nuri.
Hey.
You know, are you Anglican? You know, there's another church in the Bahamas called the Church of Ignorance. And I call them a cult of ignorance, Joe.
Where is that located?
That caller is one of the leaders in the church who mentioned the two people rather than two parties.
Yeah.
Good morning, CA. Yeah, I assume that you are for campaign finance reform.
In fact, let me support the PLP. You know, my party. Let me support my thing. Let me tell you what we said in 2021, page 50. Our plan has been guided by extensive research, analysis, and widespread public consultation aiming to develop this thing. And this is what we said. We commit to fully implementing the Freedom of Information Act and Integrity Commission Act, an Ombudsman Act, New Public Disclosure Act, Anti-Corruption Act, Campaign Finance Reform, Code of Conduct, Whistleblower Act, Electoral Reform Act, and Procurement Act. Among other things.
Let's talk, man. So, that's campaign talk.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. Here's the thing. Okay, Nui, here's the thing. Were we lying then, or are we lying now? Next question. Should the people believe us because we lied or because they can no longer trust us? See, this is the problem. This is their document that they often refer to every time in the news.
And Mr. Monroe likes to use as a barometer. You know, right. He liked to say, we didn't talk about protecting women from rape in no manifesto. Why are you bothering me with that?
The party has transitioned.
No, but listen to this carefully, though. This is part, and they emphasize the Vision 2040, you know, the National Development Plan, which the Progressive Liberal Party says we all produce, but they take ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they says that this is part of those pillars of that whole National Development Plan that they were forced to implement. So see, whenever they speak with the National Development Plan and these different things, we have to begin to question the credibility.
Before you go, Cialet, we talking about this National Development Plan again. We're going to exclude all of those things you listed. We exclude all of that this time. We know better now.
But guess what? As chairman of a former party that sat in the House of Assembly, the National Development Plan that the PLP has now taken possession was very defective. It's a blueprint of ideas. And I invite the day when you guys have a talk about it, because I remember when the National Development Plan did not include any of the 17 goals set forth by the UN, which we as a party brought up, and it was taken back. The National Development Plan and our critique of it, remind you, they said it was a National Development Plan, but they didn't let us, as part of a party that sits in the House of Assembly, participate. But we found one thing. It lacked any 21st century vision. And I'm willing to defend that. And I'm looking forward to the next administration having a real bipartisan plan that belongs to the people rather than to a political party.
Thank you, Ziala. They got a bipartisan plan. The bills belong to the people and the spoils belong to them. Let's go to the next caller, producer, and then let's prepare for a break. We got some live reads, Mr. Nuri, and then we've got about 35 texts I got to get
to. We have all day.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, sir. You for or against campaign finance reform?
I'm definitely for it. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think it should be stop altogether. You know what I mean? Because, I heard someone, I think...
Hold on. When you say stop altogether, they have to raise money. You say nobody could donate to political parties? They have to raise the money themselves through entrepreneurial efforts?
I think it's wrong for political parties to be given that ability to raise money, Ms.
I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Yes, but what I wanted to say, I think I heard a statement made that someone said that for decades donors have been running this country, right? And if that's the case, then all of us should be concerned about campaign finance reform.
You know
that kind of way, Mom.
If that's the case.
Yes, Mom. If that's the case, then we all should be concerned about it, because then that means that the people we put down, I mean, we put them down, we call them lawmakers, but what they really are individuals who only pass laws. That's all they do. You know what I mean? They take a break, and when they go back, they pass laws. They don't make them. You understand where I'm coming from? So we need to understand that the motivation or the laws that they get, or when we see them in the House doing things, they're doing those things sometimes based upon the donors' money that they're getting. You know, that kind of way, when they should be in there dealing with our business.
Thank you very much.
So, and I feel as if that this whole campaign financing thing, what it does is it puts the ability, or you know, it makes it more difficult for the average individual who is not financially wealthy to get into politics or to be able to really get themselves out there. You know what I mean? The major parties are at an advantage, and that's why you see a lot of candidates who try to, like, go out there and be independent, even though they may be popular and different stuff, they still end right back up with the major parties.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. So I feel as if it's devastating. I mean, but how do we even get in that position, Ms. Green?
Well, you trying to...
We put them in a position where they are able to just rake in free money. I mean, that's a dangerous recipe, Mom.
Well, look here, that is a very dangerous recipe. We got to follow up on that conversation.
Yes, especially when the individuals have proven to us over decades that they lack integrity and accountability.
It is dangerous. I can end it right here before the conversation get a little bit more dangerous. You ain't saying anything wrong. But we've reached a point in the conversation where we need institutions and entities to speak for us. Institutions and entities that we create, that we fund, and that we operate. Let's go to the next caller, producer. You let me know when we could take that break. Good morning, caller, for or against campaign finance reform? Good morning. I think we lost them. I'm sorry. Callers on the line, please hold the line. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We're going to a break. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back, and Mr. Nuri will be right here with his position. Are you for or against campaign finance reform?
You all continue to be the minority.
And we can see at the end of this little segment how many minorities call in today.
Come election time, they all gonna vote. They ain't gonna boycott.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
I'm Lenny Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It, premiering Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Come and join us every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9 o'clock at Guardian Radio 96.9. Voices of the Diaspora presents two shows, Straight Talk and People's Voice, with Robertson Gironi and Aveje Exome. We educate, inform, and transform. Be sure to listen to Voices of the Diaspora from 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Right here in sunny Bahamas at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, you will want to tune in every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., starting September 15th. I, Garth Minard Roseborough, will bring you a program where your opinions meet the facts, where fiction meets reality. I welcome you. September 15th, Guardian Radio for Remark, 96.9 FM, Bahamas.
So much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It'll be a September to remember on Guardian Radio. In part one of fall premiere week, last night and every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m., Kenny's Corner with Kendanique Campbell-Moss. Tune right in after the 6 p.m. news for thrilling, provocative adult conversations. Kenny's Corner, beginning September 10th. That's last night.
I heard it was a good show.
On Guardian Radio. And then Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, September the 12th at 6:30 p.m., join Debbie Deal and Leonard Sands with the Bahamian Contractors Association for Nailed It. Thursdays at 6:30 p.m., issues dealing with contractors, construction, the build community. For contractors, for consumers, for everyone. Nailed It, beginning Thursday, September 12th.
That's tomorrow.
On Guardian Radio. And stay tuned because there's more in part two of fall premiere week next week. Stay tuned. And again, if you have a Japanese import vehicle and you're no longer able to listen to radio news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio, the HitSpot is offering a $79.99 special. That's $79.99, VAT included. This special includes band extender, equipment, and installation during the month of September. And mention this ad for this $79.99 special rate. Again, HitSpot, Soldier Road. Go down and make sure you can stay tuned to The Guardian all the time. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Are you for or against campaign finance reform? You still there? I'm sorry we lost you.
I hear you, right? You say you don't believe I have the Prime Minister phone numbers, right?
Yeah.
I have the old numbers, and I have the new numbers, what he didn't give to me, right? Mm-hmm. For some reason, he don't answer me, right?
He have your number saved.
Many different reasons. The chairman could be a part of it, right? But listen, I can tell you the last time I talked to him, but 2 years ago on the phone. Huh?
Mm.
You asked me a question?
No.
Go ahead.
Last time I talked to him, 2 years on the phone, he answered the phone. He heard my voice before I could, like, identify, because we know one another like that. We talk a lot on the phone before election.
Before he became PM.
Right? I still respect him and like him a little bit, right? But I disapprove and disappointed with a lot of things what's going on. But when he said, hey, Papa, before I could, I said, hey, Mr. Davis, before I could really tell him, like, what's going on, I've been trying to reach you, like, for 2 years now. He said, hey, I get an incoming call coming in right now. I said, call me right back. That was one of Sunday evening, I believe, or Saturday evening. Maybe you shouldn't call on the evening, but we did that many times, even 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. He'll tell me, say, hold on, Fred, call in, or something like that.
And you know Fred ain't calling because he's making his voice note.
Yeah, so listen, well, I don't know, many different reasons, but listen, and from then, I haven't got to speak to him on the phone, to sit down in his office as a prime minister. I've gone all out for years. I mean, I believe, I don't know if he's the same person. I don't know if Mr. Mitchell have a hole, if he's really the prime minister, Mr. Davis. I don't know what's going on, but I leave everything to God. But guess what? I can continue being who I is, and it doesn't matter, because the truth must be spoken, and guess what? Only what you do for God lasts. The arms of flesh will fill you. So, Nuri, I like what you do to us, the Bahamian people. You just bring out something in us, and we need to just try something different now and stand up. I mean, you could be a PLP. You could be a PLP. You could speak out. God in control. God can make a way for you. See, what's going on? A lot of them would like to call in and say things, right? But we're dealing with some spiteful individuals.
Thank you, Papa.
The grace and mercy of God, people like me and as many others who disapprove. Hey, don't sleep on Glennis Hannah Martin, you know.
Listen.
Don't agree with everything. You will hear sometime in the whole family. I'm sorry to just call her name, but like I said, you say, well, PLP is them. They agree with this because they ain't calling and they ain't saying that. And Fred Mitchell talking foolishness.
Thank you, Papa. Look here. Thank you so much, Papa.
Come 2026, Cousin Papa, we can be voting PLP. Don't mind us talk now.
Listen.
My prime minister doesn't know how he voting.
That's why
we don't answer the call.
On the other side of the break, you asked me why it matter. My question was,
why do you need to know how much the number boys...
Okay, cool. I can tell you why right now.
Government. There's no need for you to know that.
Let me do it quick. Here's a headline. Nygaard sentenced to 11 years prison, Nassau Tribune, 10th of September.
Nygaard did a lot for the
Although house. Numerous people wrote character references for Nygaard, including former Free National Movement Chairman Sidney Colley, Judge Goldstein said these were not persuasive. Quote, the court's focus must remain on the nature of the crimes and the offender's culpability, not on testimonials of character. Close quotes. He said, The judge acknowledged that Nygaard donated to charity and displayed kindness to people, helping some, for instance, pay for medical treatments. However, he said many of the character references came from people who benefited financially from being around Nygaard. Another article, U.S. nonprofit in Abaco ready to help other family islands. A U.S. nonprofit that has provided Abaco with clean water and reconstruction services since the passage of Hurricane Dorian in 2019 and recently started a medical mission on that island is now looking to replicate that mission on other family islands that need help.
No.
Pete Stridham, executive director and founder of Liquid Legacy, told Guardian Business that his team has been working in Abaco with the blessing of the Ministry of Health since Dorian devastated that island. Quote, we had been working over the last 2 years or so to get approval from the Ministry of Health to bring medical missions to Abaco. And so earlier this summer, we finally had all the approvals in place and everything else and was able to bring a team over and do general medical along with vision screening in a partnership with the World Cataract Foundation.
So you can end well.
Full stop. I just saying, right? You asked a question and that's my answer. Producer... Callers, I'm sorry. I know you held
we have the next
on
time.
Over the break. If you could hold on or call back.
Yeah, hang up and call back.
Right? The numbers to call on the other side, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720.
And I like to say, Aaron, I love FTX money. I love Nygaard money. And any other person who want to donate money to my government and to all the governments is a good thing. I don't need to know how much money.
Text us. We got 3 seconds. Good morning. I think it shouldn't even be a choice for the PM to say who donated. It should be mandatory what he does.
It's not mandatory.
I'm interested. Ms. Green, not interested in it because it won't happen. See, that's your boy there.
Thanks.
Anyway, text us. I got your text. We're going to get through them on the other side. of this news break.
And continue to call in.
Absolutely. You've been tuned in to On the Clock with Erin Green, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.